So my name is Daryl Byers. Let me tell you just a little bit about who I am so you will basically believe the stuff that I'm about to tell you. I do have credentials. I studied landscape architecture and landscape design at the University of Minnesota, and that was where I got my degree in environmental design. And I became a, after school, I became an estate gardener, and I got into gardening that way. So I learned gardening on the job, which was kind of fun. Since then, and that was back before, you know, in the other millennia. It was in the 1990s that I got out of school and started doing gardening work. And so I've designed gardens mostly in the East Coast. I moved from, my wife and I moved out to Connecticut in 2000. And that was where I spent 20 years making gardens out there. Though originally I'm from Wisconsin. I grew up here. The zones are similar. I've gardened in lots of different zones, different, you know, kinds of winters. I was gardening up in Minneapolis. It's colder up there than it is here. And then I also gardened for a little while in Georgia. I was on an estate there. And then now we actually moved out west, and I live in far northern California. And I'm in a zone 9, which is a whole different world. So I love to try different things. But the majority of my work has taken place in a very similar zone to where you're at. And as a landscape designer, sort of coming into properties and wanting to work, and like people need things from me. Sometimes they need a hedge, or they need some privacy screening or something else like that. And after doing it for 25, 30 years, it gets pretty boring to just do the same thing over, you know, a row of Norway spruce or a row of this. And it got kind of dull. And so I was always trying to think of newer ways to think about it. And so one of the first things I ever did was my screening trees. Instead of a row of trees, I would create screening groves and sort of combinations of trees and sort of thinking that way. Now, the good news was when I studied landscape in school, the way that academia seems to work is they're always about 2 decades ahead of the industry practices. And so I had learned a lot of these concepts of permaculture, regenerative agriculture, habitat gardening, and things like that. But I wasn't able to practice it in my profession until really just in the past 10 years or so. And so along the way, I decided that, like, maybe there's a better way to do a hedge, right? And I landed on the idea of the habitat hedgerow. And so I kind of took the concept of a hedge and backed it up into hedgerow, and then added the extra layer of creating habitat. In other words, places for the birds to live, the toads, the butterflies, all those good insects that we need in our garden to create an ecosystem in our garden. And that landed in this program. And so I've taught this as a 2-hour class once, and I did this talk yesterday. So you're new to me, right? So this is new. But the work isn't new to me. I've been doing this for about 5 years now, making these kinds of gardens. And so I want to share it with you. So we'll start by looking at a little history of the hedge, the history of hedgerows in particular. And so it's the kind of thing that started in Europe. And these things were planted in order to keep the cows in the fields, to keep the people out of the fields maybe, and stuff like that. So it was like a barrier. These hedgerows were designed as barriers in the fields in Europe. Places in England, hedgerows in France are a big deal. So, and there is if you're ever interested in making a traditional English style hedgerow, there's a technique to it that is a lot different than just planting a row of shrubs. That's kind of an automatic, but there's a pruning practice that goes with it. The way that they'd form these kinds of hedgerows is they plant things kind of at an angle, and then they prune it so things grow up, and it becomes like a thicket that you can't get through. A deer can't get through it. A pheasant could probably barely get through it. And so that was sort of the origination of the idea. It goes back to these, you know, hedgerows, but like human-made hedgerows in Europe. So that's the initial, that's where we got the idea of a hedge for our gardens. And this is what we think of when we think of a hedge, right? One plant planted in a row. The old arborvitae, right, screening, seen that. And if you got deer, it ain't gonna work, right? But, you know, the hedging that you trim and you can keep it clean, and it's kind of like an English gardening style. Italian gardens do it. Even French gardens will do a lot of, like, clipped hedges and stuff like that. It's a monoculture, So it's not necessarily adding to any diversity in your garden. And oftentimes these are non-native plants to begin with. And what you're going to find out as I continue to talk about the habitat hedgerow, the key answer to everything about how can I make habitat in my garden is plant native plants. That's the answer. It's just like when I teach my soil classes to my gardening students. They're like, how can I make my soil better so my plants will grow better? You add compost to it. It's the answer, right? It does lots of different things. It provides lots of different things. It helps for water retention and for fertility and stuff like that. So there's a single answer about creating a habitat garden, and that is grow only native plants, because those are the plants that the birds are going to want, the insects are going to like, and that are going to fit with where you live. So that's the first trick, but it can get a little bit more involved in that, and that's what we want to do. But a hedge, it's kind of just this basic thing.